SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Professor Sanchia Aranda, CEO of Cancer Council Australia, welcome to SBS Radio.
Good afternoon.
Professor, as you know, this month, October, is the National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and breast cancer remains the most common cancer amongst Australian women, but survival rates continue to improve in Australia, with 89 out of every 100 women diagnosed with invasive breast cancer now surviving 5 or more years beyond diagnosis. Generally, when should women begin screening for breast cancer, please?
Now, the National Breast Cancer Screening Program starts at the age of 50 and is available for women to be invited up until the age of 74. But you are eligible to have a baseline breast screen any time from the age of 40. And we would encourage all women to have this 2-yearly test.
Who is most likely to get breast cancer?
So the strongest risk factor for getting breast cancer is actually being a woman and having breasts. So only around 10% of breast cancer is associated with a strong family history, and in particular genetic abnormalities. And then there are some other things that increase your risk, such as having a high alcohol intake, being of a high body mass index, and having dense breasts. But in the main, all women are at risk of breast cancer at some point in their lifetime.
Now, Professor, can breast cancer be prevented?
It can't be prevented in the same way as we think about prevention of lung cancer through not smoking, but there are certainly things that women can do to reduce their risk. So the first of these is to maintain a healthy body weight, make sure they get sufficient exercise, and importantly, keep alcohol consumption to a minimum. While our national guidelines say no more than 2 standard drinks on any single day, for women, particularly women with higher risk of breast cancer, more than 1 standard drink a day puts them at risk. So we would advise making sure that you have alcohol-free days as an important part of breast cancer risk reduction.
I know you just previously mentioned that it could be inherited. Now, is breast cancer inherited? Is there proof of that?
So yes, breast cancer can be inherited in a small subset of women. The most important inherited factor is the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene mutations. These occur in really strong family lineages, such as, you know, grandmother, mother, aunt, sisters, and we would encourage women with those strong family histories of breast cancer to ask their GP about getting tested.
How often should women have a mammogram?
So the mammographic screening program for average-risk women is every 2 years, and those women from the age of 50 will get an invitation from the breast screen program. In a very small subset of women, there may be indications for more frequent screening, but in the main, that is the usual duration or interval between screens.
If someone needs more information regarding breast cancer, who should they contact?
So the most important person to talk to is your GP. They can direct you to understanding your own breast cancer risk, and they can also help you access resources. Cancer Council's information and support line on 13 11 20 can help you access resources, and also the Breast Cancer Network of Australia has a lot of information available. If you're interested in assessing your own risk of breast cancer, there are a couple of tools available in Australia. One is on the Cancer Australia website, and the other is a new tool called iPrevent, which is available through the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre in Melbourne, but you can Google it online.
Professor Sanchia Aranda, CEO of Cancer Council Australia, thank you for talking to us on SBS Radio.
My pleasure, thank you.
Lagal SBS Radio, Bashir Kurdin.